Well, we are joined in the studio today with Dr. Aaron Kulwitz, the Director of Choirs and Assistant Professor at Northern Michigan University. Welcome, Aaron, to the show.
Hi, good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. So, I understand that there is a concert this Saturday coming up for the choirs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, the Northern Michigan University Choirs will be performing on Saturday at 3 p.m., Reynolds Recital Hall. Mm-hmm. And it's our first concert of the semester. So the University Choir and the Arts Chorale and also the Lake Effect Show Choir will all be performing. The University Choir and Arts Chorale will be combined as one choir, and then the Lake Effect will perform their own set.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That sounds like a very good time. And at the Reynolds Recital Hall, that's always a great venue to be for live music of any kind.
It's beautiful.
You know, I've sang there before, and many of our listeners, I'm sure, have also sang there and probably know that we have this fine programming coming from the Northern Michigan University Music Department. So make sure you can try to come out that way.
Yes.
Taking a look at some of the program here, we have the work of Kenneth Jennings, Edward Elgar, Hans Leo Hostler. Mm-hmm. And it looks like some folk and spiritual arrangements as well.
Yes.
Do you have some themes in mind, or can you tell us a little bit about those selections?
Well, the NMU choirs, members of the choir, are going to Europe in May.
Okay.
So the requirement for performing in cathedrals there in Europe is that they all must be sacred a cappella repertoire.
Yes.
So in preparing for this, I had to program sacred a cappella repertoire. So the first part of the program will be just that, sacred and a cappella. So the Kenneth Jennings piece... Kenneth Jennings, of course, was longstanding conductor at St. Olaf.
Mm-hmm.
Arise, shine, for thy light has come. And then the Elgar piece, Ave Verum, and that will be conducted by a student conductor, Anna Davatella, one of our music education majors, and she's doing a beautiful job.
Great.
And then the Hostler piece is Cantate Domino, which is a Renaissance piece, of course. Hostler being a German composer, but took his cue from the Italian madrigals, basically. Studied with those composers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have some folk music, a wonderful arrangement of Bring Me Little Water Sylvie, which is actually written by Huddy Ledbetter, but arranged by a composer named Moira Smiley, who I did some workshops with. She's a wonderful singer. She has a group called Voco.
Right. I saw that on the site for us.
Yeah, they're incredible. I've seen her perform live, and she did some workshops at my last university. And so she wrote this arrangement for women's choir, and it also comes with some body percussion. So,
nice.
Yeah, so the women have been working on choreography.
And good.
Yeah, it's really great. And then the women will also sing Mendelssohn's Lift Thine Eyes from Elijah, which is kind of standard women's choir repertoire, and they're doing just a beautiful job. And then spirituals, we're doing Elijah Rock.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yes, by Jester Hairston, yeah, classic. And then also My Lord, When a Mornin' by Harry T. Burley. So it's going to be a beautiful program.
I remember Elijah Rock. That was one of the first pieces that I performed going to UPYC. Back in, I think it was my freshman year in high school, and we did an arrangement of that, and it was so much
fun. Kind of standard.
Yeah. So that's really good to hear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Well, that sounds lovely. And I also understand that coming up, we do have a few trips. We were actually just talking out in the studio a little while ago during our staff meeting that we have, you know, trips to Scotland and other places here and there, and I understand that the choirs will be going. Well, there's a few different trips we could discuss here.
Yeah.
So
it's a busy spring.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Arts Chorale downstate over spring break on a recruitment trip. So that will be a lot of fun. Grand Rapids and the Detroit area suburbs. We'll visit lots of high schools. We'll sing a concert on Saturday night in Grand Rapids at a church, performing a church service on Sunday. Then, as I said, the NMU choirs will perform in Poland and Austria in May. And then the Choral Society, Marquette Choral Society, will be performing in Finland in July. So we are busy fundraising and in need of lots of funds, but we're going to make this go, and it's going to be a really incredible spring.
Yeah. A very well-traveled spring for all involved.
Yes.
So that sounds good. The calendar is already stacked for everyone here. Can you tell us, I was looking into it, and I think for the Choral Society and the City Band, they'll be going in conjunction?
Yes. And Choral Society and City Band are going together. It's slightly different trips in that we're both using two different companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Choral Society is leaving a few days earlier than the city band, but we'll meet up in our sister city, Kayani, which is Marquette's sister city. We're going as a result of Centennial, the independence from Russia, basically.
Right.
So it's a year-long celebration in Finland. So we're going as a result of that, and we'll meet up in Kayani, and we'll perform together. So the city band and the Choral Society will be doing two concerts here before we leave as well.
Right, in April,
There's one April 20th, and then there's one on June 3rd.
Okay.
And then we'll perform together in Kayani with some Finnish government officials, and it'll be a big celebration. And then we'll also perform together in Helsinki before we all fly home.
Very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Dr. Steve Grugan yesterday because I had mentioned that I am of Finnish descent as well, and I had played some Sibelius earlier, actually for my mom, just as she requested that. So so he mentioned, too, that, yeah, the Finland trip is coming up and everything. We're going in conjunction.
We're singing, the Choral Society is singing Sibelius, his six songs. So we're currently learning some Finnish, which is a lot of fun. And a little challenging, but once you learn the sounds, it's not that difficult. It's just a matter of remembering what they all sound like.
Yeah, yeah. And I think maybe in the Choral Society, you may have some folks that are from descent as well. So
yes, we have a lot of Finnish speakers or people who have grown up around Finnish speakers. So it's kind of in their ear, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Well, anything else that you'd like to add for either this Saturday's audience or for the Saturday's program?
Well, we'd love to have you come on Saturday at 3 p.m. Lake Effect always puts on a really good show. They're doing some Beatles covers, and you know, they traditionally, of course, do pop music with choreography.
Right.
They're show choir.
Yeah.
So they always have, you know, they do a wonderful job. Sharon Green is their director, and Jill Grunstrom is their choreographer, and both fabulous ladies who do really wonderful work.
Yes.
So that'll be a lot of fun. And then, of course, our portion of the concert should be really, really good. So we'd encourage everyone to come and hear us. And if you can't come down, we live stream them on our website.
Right, right.
As well. So we'd love to see everyone there.
Perfect, perfect. And the concert is free as well, I believe, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But I'll take
anything for that.
I usually am not at the front. I'm usually running around in the back, so I don't always pay attention to what's happening. I probably should, but I'm kind of busy.
It sounds like you're going to be busy not only this weekend, but going forward as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Aaron Kollwitz, the Director of Choirs and Assistant Professor here at Northern Michigan University's Music Department. We want to thank you again for coming into Morning Classics this morning.
Thank you, Kurt. Glad to be here.